So your dad remained in Benfleet till 1977?
Yes, yes, he remained organist at the church until I was about 21.
Right.
And I think he would have probably have retired at that time. And he'd been choir master there for a good 20 years, I think.
Right.
His dad had come from a long line of organists up in the north, Macclesfield.
Right.
I believe Macclesfield was well known for its organists and its silk production.
Yes.
Silkworms.
Silk rings a bell.
And there'd always been organists in his family for as long as we could remember.
Remind me, was this a full-time occupation for him, or...?
No. He'd grown up playing the organ since the age of 10 and actually taken church services at that age up at Union Street Chapel in the north. And we've got the music that was handed down to him from Joshua Pickford, who was his grandfather.
Pickford being your maiden name?
Yes, yes. And inherited from my long line of organist forebears.
Right.
Yes, Joshua Pickford was my father's grandfather, and we still have his music.
It's lovely when the tradition hands down, isn't it?
Yes.
From one generation to another.
Yes.
There was an article in the paper just recently which showed a fisherman and showed the generations going back, always being fishermen. It went back, I can't remember how many generations. But
since time began, I should think.
Yeah,
yes. Well, my father used to accompany me because I became a music student at the Royal College of Music. And father was a wonderful accompanist, and he sometimes accompanied me in church. We used to give short recitals after evensong, and he was a fantastic accompanist as well as a wonderful organist. I think he'd set out, his family had always thought he would become a cathedral organist, but war broke out. He'd been to Manchester Grammar School, and the finances were pretty thin on the ground, so he'd become a novice boy at ICI.
Oh, my.
Left school at 14 through necessity, and I think his father had died, and the war came, and he became an officer in the army.
This was the First World War?
First World War, yes. Yeah. When he came out of the army, of course, there weren't many cathedrals. Some had been completely obliterated, namely Coventry.
Yeah.
So he worked his way up in ICI and found always a church organ somewhere to play.
Yes, that's the beauty of it, isn't it? Mm. You go into churches everywhere, and most of them have an organ of some sort.
Yes.
And,
yeah, so when he came to Benfleet, he was delighted to find such a good organ in the parish church at St Mary's.
I noticed you mentioned it was an organ by Nicholson.
Yes.
Is that the Sir Charles Nicholson?
Yes.
Who was the church architect?
Yes.
Yeah, he designed the organ.
Well, unless he was a relative, he
Charles.
I'm sure it was Charles Nicholson built the organ in, was it in St Paul's Cathedral or?
I don't know. He was well known for it.
He was a well known organ builder, wasn't he?
He was Sir Charles Archibald.
Oh.
Nicholson.
Was he?
Because his dad was Sir Charles Nicholson.
Yes.
So
I see.
He had the same first name, but
yes,
to differentiate him from his father,
yeah,
he always say Charles Archibald Nicholson.
Yes.
And he had a lot to do with the interior of St Mary's Church.
Yes.
So I'm not surprised that he would have been involved in the organ.
Yes.
Side of things.
It's just, yes.
The whole family contributed, I think, to St Mary's Church in different ways, paintings and so
on. Did they? Yes.
Talented lot.
Yes, yes. Well, it was certainly the family that were responsible for the organ, yes. Now, I'm not sure where the other organs are, but they're in famous buildings.
Right.
That he was associated with.
Yes, yeah, certainly he had.
Built very good organs.
Good reputation.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, I had my mother's name. It was common in those days to take your parents' name.
Right.
I was called Elsa after my mother. So to differentiate between us, I was always called Helen.
Right. So is Elsa your first name?
Elsa
officially?
Helen. Elsa Helen Pickford.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Which became Helen Stewart when I got married. And with it, there was a shortage of pictures. Right. So I stopped painting when I left Benfleet.
That's a shame, isn't it?
And recently been persuaded by my daughter to take it up again. But